People have been thinking quite a bit about politics in Janesville, Wisconsin, home of the freshly nominated Republican vice presidential candidate. Paul Ryan still lives in Janesville. His hometown is near the Illinois border. Its politics lean Democratic, although Ryan's own congressional district votes Republican. NPR's Don Gagne talked to some of those who know and knew Ryan well.
Near the main entrance of Janesville's Craig High School, there's a wall full of bronze plaques, each featuring a graduate of the school who's gone on to do big things. School Secretary Tricia Jones points to Paul Ryan's likeness.
We started the wall in 2006, and he was honored that very first year.
So Paul Ryan, graduating class 1988, inducted May 12, 2006 to the Honor Wall. And for just a little perspective, not far from Ryan on the Honor Wall is the plaque honoring former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, a liberal Democrat. Both men are from this town, both Craig High School grads. Sam Loizo is a now retired high school government teacher who had Paul Ryan in his class a quarter century ago.
He definitely achieved, and you could see that he had a sincere interest in government and what was going on.
Ryan attended Catholic elementary school before going to the public high school. Loizo says as a teacher, he brought every hot issue of the day into his government class.
We talked about abortion, we talked about busing back in that era, and we talked about First Amendment freedoms as well as guns and gun control and, you know, or the lack thereof. So you could see when lights go on certain kids, you know, on certain topics.
He remembers Ryan as conservative, but not necessarily the most conservative kid in the class. Over the years, the two men have remained very close. But
I'm very happy for him. You know, I wish him the best of luck. But, you know, I'm not going to vote for him.
That's because Loizo is a pro-union Democrat who doesn't agree with Ryan's economic prescriptions. A Janesville resident who is going to pull the Romney-Ryan lever this November is business owner Tony Hummel, who's known Ryan since...
Sister Yvonne, grade one at St. Mary's Catholic School here in Janesville. She was a tough cookie.
They were classmates all the way through high school, he says of Ryan.
Certainly inquisitive, studious... Yet he was a character. Just great, great sense of humor.
Hummel runs an online local news service in Janesville. In fact, after Ryan was named to the GOP ticket, Hummel reposted a piece he'd done with his friend about a year earlier. It was a spoof of MSNBC's Hardball program. Hummel called his piece Softball. The questions were friendly. Still, some of the answers were revealing, such as when Hummel asked who Ryan thinks is the funniest person in America.
This might sound funny to coming from me, but I'd say Jon Stewart probably.
Funny guy.
It's pretty good.
Does he ever talk about you?
He does. And actually, it's sort of funny.
But the adoration for Ryan that many in Janesville voice eludes some longtime residents.
Paul is a very nice man. He's a family man, very much supportive in the community. But we don't share the same vision. You know, that's where it stops, is the vision.
That's Mary Frederick, who worked at the General Motors plant in Janesville that closed in 2008 after nearly 90 years. She calls Ryan a fiscal hawk focused on one thing.
He sees numbers, and there's the people factor that you can't put a number to. And I think that's the part that he missed.
In his career in Congress, Ryan has cast votes that would seem a contradiction given his budget-cutting image, including in 2008 for bailouts for banks and for the auto industry. And he's not been shy about pursuing earmarks. Scott Angus is the editor of the Janesville newspaper, The Gazette.
Are there contradictions here? And there appear to be. Paul would justify them that they were the right vote at the right time for my district overall.
But for many Janesville residents, to understand Paul Ryan, you need to know the philosophy and the person. Here's his old school friend, Tony Hummel.
He'll always be Paul. I'm confident of that.
Though Hummel does acknowledge that even if Ryan doesn't change, his life already has. Don Gagne, NPR News.